boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
The worst day ever is when you are taking the trash out and the bag rips on you.
Horrifying.
It is. And that happened to me today. One of the things that I absolutely cannot stand that every man does is he'll take the trash out, but he leaves it on the back porch. I'm like, take it to the trash bin. Like, it's not that hard.
Oh, he just leaves the bag out there?
Yes. Okay. And I'm like, the raccoons are going to get to it. Mm. You know, a dog or a cat or something's going to get to it. So he left it there overnight last night. Luckily, nothing got to it, but it was still sitting there this morning. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be nice, girlfriend, and I will go take it to the garage and get it done and over with.
Yeah.
Immediately, I lift it and I go, oh, this is heavier than I thought it would be. And I go down just a couple sets of stairs and it's ripped. And out comes pouring kitty litter.
Oh.
And you know what has kitty litter inside it? It's everywhere. So I had to roll over the trash bin, throw it as quickly as I can. Oh. But of course, more is spilling out everywhere. Get it in the bin. Good luck, trash men and women out there, because you're going to have a fun one picking that one up. And then I had to sweep it all up.
Oh, I was going to say, the only good thing about that is that, you know, we have ice coming, and that's maybe could have been like a little salt alternative.
Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know why you didn't think about that. That could have been the good news.
Has anything ever like that happened to you?
Yeah. And I will tell you, because I don't live in this apartment anymore, but...
Did you leave it there?
Well, here's the thing. We lived on the third floor, and... there is a dumpster down in the like parking lot. So you would have to take like lug your trash down either down the elevator or down the stairs. And I was trying to be healthy. So I went down the stairs and there was some milkshakes that didn't get dumped out. One of which was cotton candy. So it was bright blue. And I didn't realize that it was leaking out the bag until I came back up the stairs and saw that I had left a Smurf blue trail from my apartment down the stairs, down out the door. There was a blue.
And you just left it? Wait a minute, is this like carpeted stairs?
Yeah.
Taylor!
Yeah. I didn't know what to do. I tried to like clean it up right outside my door so that it didn't lead back to me, because it was literally like a trail that proved that I was the culprit. But yeah, that's all I could do.
So okay,
I left my mark on that place.
Now this all makes sense. There are people who leave coffee stains in our work hallway. That is totally you.
No. No, I would clean that up. But it was three flights of stairs. I was supposed to go clean that up all the way. I couldn't do it. So if you live there, just know that
it was Taylor.
That was me. I'm so sorry.
And it probably is still there to this day.
Give it a sniff. It probably smells like cotton candy. You ever think like, oh, I'm going to have the most peaceful morning ever. And then suddenly it is just the exact opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me today. I didn't feel like going to the gym. My body hurts. I just didn't want to go. So I'm like, you know what? I'll get on YouTube and find a yoga video. There's a million of them. And I'll do that in our spare room.
That always goes great.
Well, I was actually, because most of the time I'm like, oh, I'll like halfway do it and then end up just like sitting on my butt the whole time. But I was like, I really want to like stretch and make myself feel like I did something productive. So I go into our spare room and I find like a 30-minute yoga video. Not long into it did it turn into cat yoga. Okay. I have always wanted to do goat yoga or puppy yoga or all the fun yoga classes, but not at home. My cat Romeo was crawling under my legs anytime I lifted him up, or laying on my stomach when I was laying flat. And I mean, it was immediately, because it started with like sitting on your butt, like crisscross applesauce, just taking some deep breaths. I couldn't do that because I opened my eyes and my cat's sniffing my eyelashes. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on here? And I powered through because I'm like, okay, you're not going to ruin this for me. All the way to the end, there was the nice shavasana where you just like lay there and deep breathe.
Okay.
But I couldn't do that with my cat like laying on my legs and batting at my socks and stuff. I'm just like, do I shut them out next time? I tried so hard.
So do you think cat yoga is like, can't happen, or is it just your cat's the problem?
I think it's because it was my cat and he wasn't invited to the party. He invited himself.
Oh, maybe next time you need to teach your cat how to yoga.
Maybe. Well, I texted my boyfriend Curly. He's like, was he doing downward dog, but downward cat? I'm like, oh, real funny.
I would have said the same thing.
No, and to be clear, he wasn't.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's not uncommon for people to air out their relationship dirty laundry on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I can't lie. I will watch.
I thought you were going to say, I can't lie. I do it too. And I was whoa, I got to get over to your TikTok.
No, I will watch any 50-part series. Who the heck did I marry? I'm locked in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I saw this series unfolding on TikTok. This lady basically posted a video asking for cleaning tips because she noticed that everything in her house was turning green-ish. Like, it had a green tint to it.
You mean a green tint to it?
Well, like, her couch cushions, it looks like a greenish, like, tint. I don't know how to explain it. Like, something rubbed up against it that has a greenish
tint. That's a warning sign right there.
Well, she couldn't figure out what was causing it. It was on her couch cushions, her bed sheets, the carpet. It was even on the cat. They have a white cat, and the cat was turning, like, greenish. So she tested it for mold. Not mold. She, like, did a test with her laundry detergent to see if maybe that was dyeing stuff. That wasn't it either. So she posts this on TikTok being like, does anybody have any cleaning tips? What the heck is going on here? And one person suggested that it could be new jeans from Old Navy because I guess they stain everything. I've had, like, cheap jeans before where if I sit on my, like, shoe, I'll have, like, a denim mark.
Or if you have a purse, it leaves a mark on your purse, and you're like, dang it.
Exactly. So somebody commented and was like, maybe it's new jeans that are being worn. And she's like, well, neither me or my husband are really jean-wearing people. Like, that probably isn't us. That doesn't make any sense for us. And then somebody else comments and says, imagine this is how you discover he's having an affair with some Old Navy-wearing woman from turning the cat green. So she posts an update and she's like, I wasn't really taking that seriously, thinking that my man was moving dirty behind my back, but he started acting a little strange. So she checked his bank statements to see if he had been shopping at Old Navy for these jeans that everybody is convinced were dyeing all of the objects in her home. She didn't see anything, but she did end up going through his phone and she found evidence of an affair. And she found the woman. She looked her up on social media, and she does wear a lot of jeans. It's not confirmed if they were from Old Navy or another brand. So now that poor person that commented was like, I was the original commenter. I'm screaming. I'm so sorry you found out like this, but I'm glad the truth came out.
That is the most insane thing. That if that does not turn into a movie or a TV show, like, that is the most messed up story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Some woman was wearing jeans and turning everything green.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
The Girl in Green. That's the movie.
You are onto something.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm not really good at listening when it comes to being a girlfriend. And Neighborman told me not to buy him anything for Valentine's Day, but I didn't listen.
Of course not.
They went in one ear and out, well, the other one.
Yeah, you're kind of a sucker for Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, it's my favorite. Well, second favorite holiday, Christmas, then Valentine's Day, okay. You know? And I just wanted to spoil him, but he told me I couldn't, like, buy him anything. The only thing I was allowed to buy him was a tiny box of Milk Duds. That's it.
So random. But you know what? I can respect it because it's kind of like, why waste money on just, like, things just to do it?
And then I think he's also overwhelmed from Christmas. We just got a ton of crap from Christmas, from our families. Do we really need much more?
Right.
No. It's going to make the house messier. So he told me I couldn't buy him anything. But I convinced him into, can I buy you an experience?
Which I like that. I'm into that.
Right? Let's do some bonding together. But then I'm like, what on earth could we bond over? Like, that is like adulty. Because my first thought was, I don't know, trampoline park?
Dude, kind of fun.
You would hurt your back, and that would be a sad Valentine's Day. would take 2 seconds and I'm out. I was like, do we go to a trampoline park? Like, what do we do? Like, that's like an experience. My second thought after that was couples massage. I've never done it before. Mm. I'll be honest. I've heard horrible things, though. The only horrible thing I have heard, though, I guess, is that, like, from another couple is that you don't really get to, like, hang out with each other, and it isn't as romantic as you would probably think it is.
Yeah.
Because you don't really get to talk, and you're face down, and you don't really get to see each other. You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't know, because I've never done couples massage. But I booked them today.
Okay.
So we are getting our couples massage on Monday when I got the time off.
Does he know about this?
Yeah, I texted him today.
Oh, nice.
Why, should I kept it a secret?
Well, no, I would actually be really upset if I got surprised with a couples massage.
Oh, I pull up and there we are at the couples
massage. Well, yeah, I feel like you kind of have to like mentally prepare.
I kind of wanted to let him know, because I don't think he's ever had a, from the vibe I got, I don't think he's ever had a massage. And I want to let him know how you need to behave.
Well, yeah, because I have, and I would have no idea.
Uh-huh.
And couples especially, dude. You're a talker, so what are you gonna what are you gonna do? Like, how's it going over there?
Well, I'm okay with him to say that once in a blue moon, and I might ask him that, but otherwise I do want us to keep quiet.
Really?
Yes, I'm there to enjoy my moment, and I want him to enjoy his moment too. This is the one time you will ever hear Destiny shut up is at a massage.
Okay.
I want to enjoy my moment. I want to hear the music, right? I want to feel the vibes. So I don't really want to talk too much, but I'm like, okay, I want to know like how he's gonna dress. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. Is he going to wear underwear? Well, that's what I want
to
know.
Are you supposed to? I don't know the answer to these questions.
When I go, I take bra off, keep the undies on.
Okay.
But I don't know what he's going to do. Is he going to go completely naked?
Well, you got to give him some sort of heads up. So
that's what I
want to
know.
Something wild.
Because I don't want him to go completely naked. And I go, whoa.
You got to give him like a rundown at least. You got me feeling like I'm slacking a little bit on Valentine's Day because mm-hmm. you've been talking about your gifts and your plans for the day. So finally, I went to my boyfriend Curly last night and I was like, what are we doing for Valentine's Day? The answer I got, a little disappointing, okay? So I you know me, it's not my favorite holiday. Not because I don't like it, because I just don't really care. I don't care about gifts or anything. I'm down to not do that, but I want to do something.
You want to celebrate your relationship?
Yeah, why not? So I asked him last night, okay, what do you want to do for Valentine's Day? First thing was, when is it?
Does he not know that, like...
No, he meant, what day of the
week?
I said, well, it's not this Friday, but it's next Friday. He goes, oh... We got to eat at home.
Yeah, good luck at the restaurants.
Which
good
I didn't luck. Really think about because, yeah, I mean, anytime Valentine's Day comes around, it's always busy at any restaurant. But to be a Friday on top mm-hmm. of that, man, it is going to be busy. But he goes, we'll just eat at home. I was like, well, we eat at home every night.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we cook a lot.
Yeah.
We like to make fun meals. So how is that any different than any other night? And he's like, well, or we could do it on... a random night and just celebrate early or late. And I was like, well, but then Valentine's Day comes around and I see everybody else is out at the restaurants
uh-huh.
and doing the things.
And then you get jealous.
Well, that could have been me.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm not against doing like Valentine's Day at home. I think we did that last year. Honestly, we just made like fancy pasta. Here's the sitch. His brother lives with us. Okay. Which is never a problem. Until Valentine's Day comes around. Because
mm-hmm.
We make dinner for all three of us. However, if I'm going to make like a bougie little heart-shaped pasta, I don't want to be rude and say you can't have any. But also, that's weird to be like, let's all celebrate Valentine's Day together.
I mean, can you imagine? You're like,
no.
Hey, honey. I've been really loving our time together. Hey, you can grab some crab legs too in the freezer if you
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, right.
When the brother walks in.
That's what I'm saying. Like this, I have had no awkward moments really with him living with us until I have started thinking about this. that I'm like,
you can't have a candlelit dinner.
Well, no, because I don't want to make him uncomfortable. I'm already uncomfortable thinking about it. I can't ask him to leave for the night. What do I
oh, that's even worse.
That's
Taylor.
Even worse. So I think Valentine's Day is canceled. Just in general.
Or, I mean, do it in the back of your car. I don't
I'm talking about dinner, you freak.
I meant the dinner in the back of your car.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm just taking in what I see now because it's going to be gone very soon. It's going to be an ice skating rink out there starting, what, tomorrow night?
Yep.
Brutal.
Afternoon.
Get your penguin walking ready.
Yes.
Wipeout zone.
Find the
everywhere.
Shoes that are least likely to... Not the heels I'm wearing today.
Well, not these UGG boots. Oh, my God. Anytime I wear these, it's like I have literal roller skates on. Yeah. So remind me that I don't want to wear these tomorrow because I'm not trying to wipe out in the parking lot.
Same thing with these heels. I literally was in the kitchen at my house and I went, whoop, and I almost slipped. It's like I was on a banana or something.
Oh.
You know, like it,
like a cartoon.
But it was just real life, baby.
Find that good traction tonight. I should get some Crocs. Dang it.
You think those have good traction?
Don't they?
I don't know.
I don't know
either. How did your birthday go bad? We'd love to hear from you at 319-200-1029. It's my 30th birthday this weekend.
If you're wondering, I am keeping a tally this week of how many times she says, I'm turning 30 this weekend.
I'm not looking forward to it. But I did celebrate a little bit earlier this weekend with my sisters and... Well, it didn't go as great, or it didn't go as well as I thought it would go.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to lie. Every time me and my sisters, when we hang out alone without significant others, I feel like everything always goes bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Something ends up bad happening. So the whole time when we were together and we were thrifting and we're going out to eat, I was like, I'm not going to lie. I was like, I think we're going to end in a car crash. I just had this because I'm like, something bad always happens. Luckily, we didn't. So we get back to the house and I'm like, wow. Nothing bad has happened. I shouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, that was your first problem.
Let's just say the day ended with us realizing, me and another sister realizing we completely do not agree on politics with another sister.
Ay, ay, ay.
Mm-hmm. And that sister ending up in the hospital. Not because like we, you know.
There wasn't a brawl.
I want to make that clear.
Can you imagine? We're talking about that birthday that just went bad for you. And we want to hear about it at 319-200-1029. I had like a couple years growing up that I just had a bad run with my birthday for some reason. And it wasn't anything like bad gifts or bad birthday parties. I was so sick for like 3 or 4 years in a row on my birthday. And I mean like stomach flu.
Oh my God.
Type sick. My parents would always like tease me and be like, your birthday is cursed. Like it has been years since you've been healthy on a birthday. So I have like photos of family coming over, like grandparents. They had to come to me because I was
sick. You couldn't come to them.
I'm like curled up in one of our big comfy chairs and there's like gifts on my lap next to the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know the bowl.
Sick bowl.
The sick bowl. And they are the saddest pictures ever because I was just trying to have a good birthday, but I was so sick.
They did not put those photos out on your graduation party. Like, oh my God, Taylor.
Now that you say that,
it's embarrassing.
They might have been.
Dude, your birthday is coming up soon.
I know. Don't jinx me because I actually haven't been sick this whole winter season.
So knock on wood.
That is not the time.
You are looking forward to this day. That is your birthday. Only comes once a year. It's supposed to be about you. Treat yourself. But sometimes it goes south real quick.
It goes bad. And there's nothing worse than a bad birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been asking about your worst birthdays. Jenny, what happened to you?
So I had a birthday party in Vegas and my family was there and it was my younger brother's first time in Vegas. So it's all new for him and he has a little too much to drink. At one point he gets sick and he projectile vomits all over the floor and this woman walks by and slips in his vomit and falls down and we get kicked out on my birthday because of him.
Oh my God. Has he made it up on your like birthday since then?
All I know is that he owes me still to this day on one of his birthdays, but he has not been to Vegas since.
That is something about 21sts. Mm-hmm. They can get a little messy, if you will. That reminds me.
Do you have a story?
No, my 21st was super boring, but I remember in college, the thing was to get like a party bus when mm-hmm. you turn 21. And one of my friends in college, she got the party bus rented. We're driving around. The music is blaring. And we make a pit stop at like a gas station or something, a rest stop. And everybody goes in, does their business. We're all back on the bus. Time to get on the road. Birthday girl starts calling people because she got left at the stop.
How did you forget the person who's paying for the party bus?
Well, we all chipped in, so to be fair, everybody was paying for it, but nobody had noticed that the birthday girl was not on the bus until she started calling people being like, where are you guys?
Shut up.
I don't see the bus in the parking lot. And then we turn around, we go back, and she's just crying, thinking that nobody...
No! Oh, that nobody loves her?
Nobody remembered her. Nobody noticed that she was gone. It was really...
And it's even times worse, because when you cry when you're drunk, it's like, the worst cry you'll have in your entire life.
The end of the world.
Shout out to Megan, who emailed me last night, 7 o'clock. She heard me talk about how I want to really use and abuse my birthday this year and get all the freebies from restaurants and retail stores that you can get. Because I've never done it before. And I really want to do it.
I feel regret every year when I see people being like, oh my gosh, come get all my birthday things with me. And I'm like, why didn't I do that?
You could get for like a whole week free.
Yeah.
And that's what she says she does. She's like, I've been cashing in on these every year. And usually I can pretty much eat for free for the whole week.
Nuts.
So she sent me a ton of places like restaurants and then some retail stores as well. You got some stores that kind of like, I don't know if cheap out is maybe the best way to put it. But they only give you $3 to $4 off a coupon. Boring.
Yeah.
Or triple your points. But then there's some places that give you free stuff. Olive Garden, free dessert. Jimmy John's, free sandwich.
Oh.
Casey's, free donut. Come and Go, free bakery item.
What?
Crumble and Dirty Dough, free cookie. Starbucks, free coffee. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. I am going to eat good.
Yeah, you are. And then I need you to forward me that.
Do you want this?
I would love a layout for my birthday because, like I said, I just forget about it.
Dude, you wouldn't have to buy groceries at all.
I aspire to be like Megan.
I know. Megan has done the work. So I got to, she said, you just got to make sure you sign up for the emails or whatever.
Yeah.
You can. I'll give you my bad email. Everybody's got that one bad email, mm-hmm. and it's for this reason only.
Put it to good use.
So they're going to see my bad email, which is like, I love unicorns.
Oh, perfect. Happy birthday to you.
Ever have that moment in life where you're like, why do I even bother being nice to people?
Sometimes, yes.
Because they just prove to me that it's not worth being nice. You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing. This is what happened this morning. I'm taking the dogs out, Lil Zah and Evie, to go to the bathroom. And I noticed, across the way that I'm like, because I've never noticed that neighbor had a dog before. That's new. Congrats.
Oh.
Then I'm watching the dogs do their business. And then I notice that dog is actually not in that backyard. It's running around. And I'm like, that's a loose dog.
Yeah.
And then I recognize it. It's actually the dog that's two houses down from where we live.
Mm.
And it has gotten off its leash. And I was like, if this was our dog, I would like to be told that our dog is off their leash, right?
Yeah.
So I get our dogs into the house, and then how I look in the morning, pajamas, my hair is a mess. Like, it's in all sorts of directions, mm-hmm. right? I go knocking on their door, and the gentleman comes, and I was like, hey, your dog's off their leash, and it's running around. And he's like, okay. And immediately shut the door on me. Fine, whatever.
Panic. Okay.
But that's when I was like, I don't know. I've just always kind of felt like this person, in the nicest way, maybe doesn't give as much attention as I would like for them to for this dog.
Okay.
So then I was like, I don't know. I just have a weird suspicion about it. So I kind of go and I hide and I watch. And all he did was open the door to try to get the dog to come back in the house. And I'm like, He's still running around.
Oh,
like,
geez.
You don't think maybe you should get out of your house and try to get the dog?
Yeah, go like, after the dog.
Right. Like, if I was the dog, I'd be like, well, if you ain't gonna try, I ain't gonna come in.
Yeah, no leash. No problem.
You know how many rabbits I'm gonna get? This is free dinner, you know? Like, oh. So I'm like, are you even trying? Why did I bother being nice if you're not even gonna try?
Yeah, that.
That made me so mad today.
I'm so sorry it made you mad. Next time, go running after the dog.
No, I'm like, well, I'll keep the dog. No, I'm just kidding.
Well.
Not that I need another animal in our
house. I was going to say, you have plenty.
Here's what's hot.
And what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Pretty inevitable at this time of year that we get some nasty weather, and that means you got to clear it, whether it's shoveling or snow blowing. And there are people on TikTok that show their unique ways of clearing the snow and ice from their driveways and sidewalks. But most recently, this guy named Jack went viral because he posted a video of what his dad does that has no shovel, no snow blower, and it takes just a couple of seconds, actually.
Blowtorch.
No, that sounds dangerous. He posted a video that's gotten like millions of views at this point with the caption that says, a snow day hates to see my dad coming. And in that video, he had put down a tarp, okay? He covered the entire driveway with a tarp. And there was snow on top of it, and you see him peeling back the tarp with snow on it to show a perfectly cleared driveway. And that is his hack to not having to shovel.
I got so many questions.
Sure, I don't know if I got answers.
Where is he pulling back the tarp to? The road? Like, where is...
I think to the side, like to go into the yard, probably, because you don't want to put it in the street, obviously, because then it's just going to get pushed back by the plows.
Right. Number two, where do you go for a long tarp like that?
Longtarps.com. Well, you could try that, but probably like a hardware home improvement store.
That they ain't got a tarp that long.
Have you ever been to a Menards?
Well, when I'm there, I try not to think I'm there because I'm so confused, okay?
Well,
I
just take a walk.
I'm like, is there a really left-hand screwdriver? I have no idea.
Oh, no. Maybe not.
Just so you know, messing up is their middle name. It's bloopers with those girls in the afternoon.
Back at it.
And I want to know, what is the federal federal protection doing here?
On our website at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
I'm sorry, am I boring you?
Was that loud?
Yes. She's yawning over there.
Kind of mad at you, Taylor.
I almost called you Taylor.
I'm offended. It's Kate. Do you need me to spell it?
Kate is filling in for Tate. I don't even know who my co-host is.
It's our ship name. Me and Taylor.
So earlier in Trending With...
you better pull that for a blooper. I swear to God. And that was, I got to go to, oh my God, I already thought, I blinked on the name. The big thing outside. Oh my God, what's the name?
What are you talking about? The circus. Did you join the circus and I never knew?
I would love to join the circus. No, the big event place that's outside and now I'm blinking on their name. McGrath Amphitheater.
Oh Jeez, my God, please. What is wrong with
you? I don't know. I think it's time to go home.
36% of hosts will do this before their Thanksgiving guests arrive. What is it? See, this is why Destiny does this. Let me try this again. What is it? No! Ah! Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to be fired from this job really quick.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Wow, wow, wow. Destiny's version.
Pay attention before you turn on a
button.
Little button. What I meant to do was... The first year of dating somebody is one of the most stressful year of dating because...
Was that Elmo?
It was, but it... That shouldn't have been Elmo. I don't know if we're getting punked right now or what is happening, but that is not supposed to be Elmo.
Seriously, can you believe these two do this every day?
Like every day?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. Weekdays 3 until 7 on Z102.9.
If you run into Destiny this week, just know she's probably going to let you know that she's turning 30 this weekend. You got a big birthday on Sunday.
I do.
And I do feel this is now your fallback excuse to everything.
It really will be, actually.
I have decided that I'm keeping track of how many times I hear you say, I'm turning 30 this weekend, so... Because you're using it as, I don't know, like motivation slash... excuse it? I don't know. I can't decide what you're using it for because you're like, I'm turning 30. I got to get my finances in line.
Have you noticed I've really gotten my life together because I'm turning 30?
I have. Yeah. There you go. Now we're at 10.
Are you?
It's only Tuesday.
No, but really, I feel like when you get to being 30, Taylor, it will hit you too. But like, I don't know what it is, but I got smacked with like a fly swatter or something, and it was like, it's time to grow up.
Yeah.
And so now I've been really growing up this week.
I can't wait to see how long this lasts.
Oh, you think it doesn't last that long?
Well, I don't know, because Sunday's going to come, right? And you're going to be 30. And then what?
Cry?
Like, are you going to keep... I feel like you might lose motivation a little bit. Once it happens, maybe the week after, you're like, oh, I'm 30. I'm an adult.
Uh-huh.
And then at some point, don't you give up? Isn't that part of adulting?
I hope not.
Oh.
I hope I keep going. That's the goal. I want to keep going.
Well, this is now turning into my own personal experiment.
To see how long it lasts until I give up.
How many times you mention it, and then how long it actually lasts.
Until I give up.
Pretty much, yeah.
All I know is that when I turn 30 this weekend, I... He's telling
it. I have to. I have a literal note card.
I took Friday off and Monday off so I can cry the whole weekend long because I'm not looking forward.
If that's what it takes, I guess. But guess what? You're going to show up on Tuesday and you're still going to be 30.
Stop!
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I was really, really hoping somebody would text in the last, like, I don't know, 3 minutes, and they'd be like, no, you should really do a trivia question about you, Destiny. That would be so good. Happy birthday. No, nobody texted in. So, Super Bowl trivia question it is.
As I suspected.
Dang it. Anyways, the Super Bowl trivia question tonight. What artist has appeared in the most Super Bowl halftimes?
Crazy, because there's people who get to headline by themselves, right? And
yeah.
Then there's people like Kendrick Lamar, for instance. He was part of the one in LA a couple years ago. Now he's getting his own.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
So it's not impossible to do it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
What artist has appeared in the most Super Bowl halftimes, including solo or guest appearance? Don't cheat.
Oh. Yeah, don't Google. That makes it not fun.
Yeah.
You got to test your knowledge
here. I know.
Here.
I'm trying to think of like... who I think has been in it the most.
Who have you seen multiple times? You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Super Bowl's coming up this Sunday. Hopefully you get your wings and your dips and your beer. And Taylor's freaking out. I can tell by your eyeballs.
No, because all I care about are the snacks, and I have not decided what I'm going to make yet. So.
No, nothing?
No, I said chicken wings, and my boyfriend Curly was like, maybe something else. So I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's chicken wings and dip.
I know. I think he thought I meant one thing, but no. We're not having a party, but we will be feeding ourselves like there's a party.
Like there's a family of 12 coming over?
Yes, exactly that.
Well, in honor of the Super Bowl this weekend, we've got some trivia questions all this week. And the question tonight, what artist has appeared in the most Super Bowl halftimes? This could be including solo or guest appearance. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 3819 said Beyonce.
That was my guess.
So I looked. She's been in two. She had her own iconic one in 2013 that she also brought back Destiny's Child. And then 2016, she like randomly crashed Coldplay.
I thought Destiny's Child did one, but maybe I was just thinking that Destiny's Child joined Beyonce.
I don't know.
Maybe. Huh. I forgot she did Coldplay.
It was very random. Yeah. But she did Formation. I don't know. It was very odd.
Yeah. You're like, why are you there?
I wouldn't think of you in Coldplay.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Kim says Bruno Mars.
Hmm. Also two.
Really?
His own in 2014, which, side note, my dad loved randomly. Made him buy the Bruno Mars CD. And then 2016, he also crashed Coldplay.
Okay. Coldplay, stop letting everyone crash your party.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there.
Okay. And also what I just learned is Dad's Everywhere bought Bruno's album.
He was obsessed. Like so randomly, because that's not my dad's vibe, but he was obsessed with Bruno Mars.
He still got the CD?
I bet he does.
Oh my God.
I bet he does. 6643 said, Will I Am.
Well, Beatles, and I knew that was wrong.
Black Eyed Peas.
They did their own. Everyone dogged on it, and that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, 2011. And then he was in Usher's last year. Just a super quick appearance. Because they had Usher on when it was just the Black Eyed Peas.
Uh-huh.
So, could be.
Okay. But these are all just two.
These are all twosies.
So do we just got a tie for two?
Is there more? Is there a million people that have done two? I don't know.
What artist has appeared in the most Super Bowl halftimes? This could be including solo or guest appearance. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in 3 minutes.
Okay, now I have a question about your dad and Bruno Mars.
Sure.
Is he still obsessed with Bruno Mars?
I don't think the way that he was back in 2014, but I think he probably has an appreciation for him.
Is he going to be obsessed with Kendrick Lamar?
That is possible.
Is he going to be going to the store and be getting a Kendrick Lamar?
He may purchase the CD, yes.
Listen up, stores. Put these albums out. And then Dad's Everywhere. We're going to go pick them up.
Yep.
Football.
Yeah.
Commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're really looking forward to.
Snacks.
Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah. And the game or whatever.
Who's playing?
I don't know.
Who cares?
Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
I'm just there for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
All this week, we're going to give you Super Bowl type trivia questions, getting you ready for the game. Actually, we're just getting you ready for commercials. That's
truly
what we're getting you ready for.
Truly.
And for food. The question tonight, what artist has appeared in the most Super Bowl half times? That could be solo or guest appearance. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Justin Timberlake and Gloria Estefan have appeared in the most Super Bowl halftime.
So crazy.
I know, right?
I am not familiar with the Gloria Estefan ones because after a quick Google search, it looks like it was 92, 95, and 99.
Yeah, I was still sucking on my thumbs.
So she was the first one to be in three. But then Justin Timberlake, yeah, you're right. NSYNC obviously had theirs with Aerosmith in 2001.
Mm-hmm. Then we got the Janet Jackson.
We will never forget that moment.
I think I saw it as a kid, but I didn't realize.
I don't remember.
You know, what was going on and like.
I was seven. I don't think I.
Understood.
Probably not.
And like how big it was. And then he headlined.
Don't say that.
I'm not like it.
It was a big moment in time.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, sure.
You're the one with the head in the gutter, okay?
And then he did his own in 2018. Yeah. That was
that. Yep, that's that. Moved on to that.
Crazy.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if it'll pop out this year.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.